This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are big problems down on the farm. Hog farms, to be precise. There's a new and deadly virus that's killed hundreds of thousands of pigs in at least 16 states the past 3 months. It's not, repeat, not harmful to humans. But as Sarah McCammon reports, that said, it's meant big expenses and big headaches for hog farmers, and not just the ones with the sick pigs.
In the industry, it's called PED, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. It's as nasty as it sounds and usually fatal for newborn piglets.
Even adults can have vomiting, diarrhea. It's not what you would call a pleasant experience, I guess.
Craig Rolls owns a large hog business spread around a 40-mile radius in western Iowa. His pigs haven't gotten the virus, and he's trying to keep it that way. We visit a barn full of recently weaned piglets, but before I can go in, I'm issued a pair of plastic booties and white disposable coveralls, never used before and thrown in a dumpster on the way out. As we step inside, Rolls says the procedures are even tighter for his employees.
They have boots that they'll wear outside the barn, and when they get to the door, they'll remove those shoes and put on a pair of boots that's designated for just inside the barn.
The virus can spread when a pig ingests even a trace amount of manure from a sick pig. It can move from farm to farm on tires or the soles of shoes. So Rolls says he's stepped up his biosecurity procedures, more hand washing, assigning specific trucks to each farm, extra steps to disinfect trucks and trailers. The procedure costs as much as $500 per vehicle. It might all sound a little paranoid, but Rolls estimates that if the virus hit a single farm where pregnant sows give birth, the loss of their piglets would add up to nearly $200,000.
I've got three sow farms. If they all got hit, now you're at $600,000. That's a lot of money to me.
Genetic testing points to China as the source of the virus, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to pinpoint the exact pathway into the United States. Dr. Greg Stevenson is a veterinary pathologist at Iowa State University. His lab confirmed the first case this year. He says if this virus got in, he's worried that other, more serious diseases could too.
What is unusual about this is how quickly it appeared in multiple pretty well-managed biosecure farms over such a large geographic area, which causes people to wonder whether it was transmitted in kind of more conventional terms or whether it actually got on the farms through a feed source.
Stevenson is working with the USDA to test samples from farms around the country. Officials are talking to farmers with positive tests, asking for details like the type and number of pigs, what kind of food they eat, and where the animals have been. Agricultural economist Steve Meyer is a consultant to the National Pork Board. He estimates the virus has killed at least 500,000 pigs. Bad for farmers, but Meyer says maybe not such a big deal for your average pork chop eater.
As bad as this is, from a market standpoint, we haven't lost a very large percentage of pigs, so I don't know that we've had a lot of price impact yet.
Already, Mexico has banned the importation of live hogs. That's just the kind of move the industry wants to avoid. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.